Two recent polls in Israel show that fewer than one out of five Israelis believe this week's peace conference in the U.S. state of Maryland was a success. And more than 80% of the public think Israel and Palestinian leaders will not be able to reach a final agreement by the end of the year. We asked Israel's ambassador to the Holy See, Oded Ben-Hur, why is there so much pessimism over the outcome of this Annapolis summit?
There's another factor that one should bear in mind. It's a figure which is constant there for a long, long time. 70% at any given time, polls taken in Israel showed that 70% of the population is for a solution in the body of two states for two peoples. Therefore, two states for two peoples means withdrawal from the territories. So you have a solid majority that has been constant of people that the moment of truth comes will support such a move. This is the reason, actually, why we came to Annapolis, because if there were only bad sentiments and suspicions and lack of credibility to what we were doing, then we wouldn't be there. Annapolis, will it or not, has been already a success, just for the simple fact that so many Arab countries have joined hands in declaring beforehand and then joining us at the conference in Washington, given a chance to a true, courageous, painful maybe, effort on both sides to really put an end to this long tragedy called the Middle East conflict. We are confident. We're confident because I would also like to draw the attention of your listeners to the fact that not always what you hear is what you get. In other words, there are things behind the scene. Things that you don't know. People are talking. People keep meeting with each other behind closed doors, in Europe, elsewhere. So we should be more trusting. We should be more confident and give it some more time. This is a newly born baby. We have to teach him or her how to walk. And we should only express support and goodwill. Otherwise, it will fail.